the might and power of King David was evident in all the people's eyes. When he became king of Israel officially, unifying the country by his deft abilities, everyone benefited. He ruled with justice and equity and mercy and grace. He had the blessing of God on his life. He had been given a covenant par excellence from God. David was a loved leader. He was a proven leader. He was a popular leader. And David, because of all that, was a powerful man. But beware of power and authority. It just so happened that David was on his roof one day and he awoke from a nap. And the text in 2 Samuel chapter 11 seems to indicate that he should have been with the military men since the weather was now conducive to that sort of thing. The fight from the last chapter still had some flare-ups, and David had sent Joab, his chief military man, to put an end to the skirmishes for good. But David had stayed behind. Maybe it was nothing, but maybe David was out of place. Whatever the reason, on that fateful day, David woke up from a nap, strolled over to the edge of his balconied roof, looked over his kingdom, and he happened to look down on someone and thought, "Mine." His power and authority seeped into areas where it did not belong. Authority is a powerful drug unless we keep it in the right perspective. God is the one who sets up rulers, and he's also the one who knocks them down when they let their authority take over their heart and head. Now, I don't imagine many of you wield a king's authority like David did, but authority comes in many shapes and degrees. The authority of a parent, the authority of a boss, of an older sibling, of a ministry leader, of an expert in a certain area. We all have it at some level, and at different points in time, we all want more of it. So we must beware of it. As you pray today, please remember Milan Bulak, our national change maker in the Czech Republic. And also remember the Jita LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Tanzania.